You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. We got over the hump yesterday, and it's all the way downhill to the weekend from here, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate you tuning in this morning. We got a lot to get into. First and foremost, you know what it is. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night gym goers out there getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my front and rear load truck drivers out there. Shout out to my guy Larry one time for the one time. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers, all my UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my local funeral home workers and, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Oh, and I can't forget all my local 613 IBEW workers and all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry as well. All right. We got a lot to get into this morning. Let's first start. We got a little bit of Atlanta Falcons news as the Falcons are going to be back on the practice field again today. And we're going to be back out at Flowery Branch today as well. The morning shift coming up at 6 o'clock. They're going to be getting you set and getting you ready for with all the sights and scenes from Falcons training camp up in Flowery Branch. That's coming up at 6 o'clock. And then Andy and Randy, or the Steakhouse, I should say, after that coming up. And they'll be live from Flowery Branch as well, along with Andy and Randy. And then Dukes and Bell, as always, going to be at the Taj Mahal Hooters, the Hooters at the Mall of Georgia as well. So we got your wall-to-wall training camp coverage right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game coming up. And we'll talk about what we're looking out for at practice and all of the good stuff. But we do have a little bit of Falcons news we got to get to before we even get to that. So it was reported yesterday, a little bit before 10 o'clock. I believe the tweet came out at 9:47 a.m., if I remember on the dot. Mike Garofalo of the NFL Network, NFL Media, he reported that the Atlanta Falcons were going to host former Tampa Bay Buccaneer safety Jordan Whitehead. If you remember Jordan Whitehead, they're going to host Jordan Whitehead on a visit, or they hosted him on a visit yesterday. He was a former Buccaneer starter at safety. He was injured in a car accident in January, recently received full medical clearance, and is exploring his next opportunity. And maybe that next opportunity could be with the Atlanta Falcons. And so, again, he is a vet. He is a safety. And we already know we have a safety battle going on right now as far as the other safety spot, not Jesse Bates. Jesse Bates, we know, is locked in. But as far as Jordan Fuller, Xavier Watts, DeMarco Hellams, that's an ongoing safety battle right now. And so when you throw in the possibility of a Jordan Whitehead joining that safety battle, you think a little bit. You're like, what's Terry Fontenot cooking up here? We're cooking up some major depth in the safety room is what we could be cooking up here. Look, I'll say this. To me, Jordan Whitehead, very good player. Very good player. Very solid safety that I would not mind having next to Jesse Bates at all. So, again, this is just a visit. There's necessarily anything imminent about him taking a visit and signing. We'll see what happens. You know, a lot of times when they go on these visits, there could be a thing where they sign after the visit. That didn't seem to happen. So we'll see. I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I'm not saying it is going to happen, but it is something to think about as far as, okay, what if they do sign Jordan Whitehead? Because then you think, okay, you're bringing in this guy. Could he be, I mean, again, like I said, he was a very good player with Tampa Bay, obviously, before he got in the car accident in January. But could he be that guy next to Jesse Bates? Could he push back a Jordan Fuller? Could he push back an Xavier Watts? Could he push back a DeMarco Hellams? And again, it'll be adding really great depth to the safety room, first and foremost. So that is important. But also that if you sign Jordan Whitehead, that could definitely be a guy who is a starter next to Jesse Bates. And I wouldn't mind it at all. So, look, I don't think there would be any harm in signing Jordan Whitehead, but it would definitely create some questions. It would definitely, to me, create a lot of questions as far as what this safety room looks like. So we'll see what happens, but that is a little bit of news. Again, the Falcons yesterday hosted former Buccaneers starter and veteran safety Jordan Whitehead on a visit yesterday. And again, Whitehead was injured in a car accident in January and then has recently received full medical clearance, and it is exploring his next opportunity that could potentially be with the Falcons. So we'll keep you up to date on if the Falcons end up closing the deal with Jordan Whitehead and ended up signing him. So we'll see. But that's the latest on the Atlanta Falcons as far as any news goes. Now, as far as what I'll be watching out for at practice today, we just talked about it. Continue to watch that safety battle again right now. After hearing about what happened at the last practice, it's seeming like there is the safety battle is coming down to maybe a two-horse race between Jordan Fuller and Xavier Watts, which is not surprising. I thought maybe DeMarco, and look, again, we don't know for sure. I mean, things change, rearrange all throughout training camp, and the pads just came on Tuesday, so there's no telling who has what job one or who's in favor of what and all those things. So I'm not saying DeMarco Hellams by any stretch of the imagination is out of the race, but the vibes I'm getting right now is at least that it's a, two-horse race between Jordan Fuller and Xavier Watts. So we'll continue to see how that develops. We do know we have joint practices coming up very soon with the Tennessee Titans. I mean, guys, we got football today. We got the Hall of Fame game tonight between the Detroit Lions and the LA Chargers. I mean, it's here. That's just absolutely wild to think about, that we actually have some action, that we have an actual football game tonight. We have a preseason game tonight. But still, with the Falcons in particular, their first preseason game is a week from tomorrow. Yeah, week from tomorrow, they will take on the Detroit Lions in their first. Oh no, excuse me, they'll take on the Tennessee Titans in their first preseason game. So, I mean, it's all coming to a head. It's all here. So, we will see again how things play out. But I'm continuing to watch the safety battle. I'm continuing to watch what's happening on the interior of the defensive line, especially now that the pads are on. So, those are a couple of things I'm watching out for, too. It seems like Rook has been doing a good job getting into the backfield and wreaking havoc in the backfield while he's out there, and it seems like he's been getting a lot of first-team reps. Brandon Dorlus seems like he's been getting a fair share of first-team reps as well, so that's good to hear and see those guys who, again, you expect and know that they're going to end up having a crucial part and going to get major snaps across the interior of this Falcons defensive line this season, so that's going to be important to keep watching out for as well. We will be obviously continuing to watch the wide receiver battle as far as wide receiver 5, wide receiver 6. Again, you feel like, and again, we don't know the status of Darnell Mooney for sure. We don't know if he's going to be in there week 1 or not. And so, you know, DJ Chark could definitely have a role in filling that Darnell Mooney spot. Raheem Morris did say that they were looking for a Darnell Mooney clone when he spoke to the media after practice on Tuesday. So we'll see if DJ Chark can be that Darnell Mooney clone that Raheem Morris and the Falcons are looking for. But even if Darnell Mooney is ready for week 1, I think DJ Chark could definitely be that wide receiver 5, because I do think, and maybe he can even compete for wide receiver 4 with Kadarius Hodge, but we'll see. But you know the three are locked in when you talk about Drake London, Darnell Mooney, Ray McLeod. Those are your top three. And then, you know, it probably Kadarius Hodge at 4. But again, if DJ Chark comes in and performs really well, maybe he takes over that 4 spot. And Kadarius Hodge is still going to be a big part of this team. Again, as far as receiving and on special teams go, we know he's a pro bowler when it comes to special teams play. So that is a little bit of a question now with DJ Chark in the fold. So that's something I'll be continuing to watch out for as well. The, again, 4, 5, 6 wide receiver spots battles, because you still got KC Washington. You still got Nick Nash. So you still got guys who are young and you're very high on and you think have a lot of potential. And you see how they continue to develop throughout training camp as well. So still a lot to watch out for as far as some Falcons training camp battles go. And still, one that we didn't mention yet is the nickel corner spot. We haven't mentioned today. Spot, the battle for the nickel corner, slot corner spot between D. Alford, Billy Bowman Jr. Seems like Clark Phillips, from what I'm hearing, is playing mostly on the outside. I thought he would be a guy that is definitely in the mix for that slot corner spot. And look, maybe still could be. Again, things are always, especially when you're still fairly early in camp, things are still changing, rearranging. Guys are still getting a lot of different reps at a lot of different spots. So he could definitely still be a guy that is in line for maybe a spot at that nickel corner, slot corner spot. But seemed like he's getting a lot of reps maybe on the outside. So maybe they want him behind Mike Hughes out there on the outside, or maybe behind AJ, who knows. But that's something to continue to look out for. Seems like it's mainly between Billy Bowman Jr. and D. Alford, though, at this point. And seems like they have been fairly evenly splitting the reps between them two as far as who's running with the first team, who's running with the second team. So that's not necessarily a bad thing, though, because it sounds like we're having good competition at that spot. And it sounds like we're having good competition overall. And we talked about this the other day, too. Just the vibe of Falcons training camp, I think, has been good. There's been an edge to it. It's been very businesslike. So I like to see that because, again, this whole team knows the pressure that is on this whole team. I mean, Michael Penix Jr. has pretty high expectations on him as far as being the guy that leads this team to the playoffs for the first time since 2017. Bijan is already looked at as a top three, top four running back. Should be top three to me. But he's looked at as a top running back in the league. Drake London, after having a breakout season last year, he's expected to have another breakout season with Michael Penix Jr. as a starting QB. Kyle Pitts, I mean, Michael Penix Jr. put enough pressure on him, I mean, but he was already had enough pressure on him as far as being in a contract year. And, you know, then Michael Penix comes out and said, you see, we got KP the ball. That's going to be happening a lot this year. And so that puts some extra, even more pressure on Kyle Pitts. And then you go defensively, Ruka Roro, Brandon Dorlus has pressure on them as far as having to be those guys that step in for a Grady Jarrett and step in for other guys you lost, Eddie Goldman across the interior defensive line, Jalen Walker, James Pierce Jr., both being first-round picks. James Pierce Jr. having even more pressure on him as far as you traded up to get him and you spent your next year's first-round pick to go and get him this year. Leonard Floyd coming in as the hometown man too. He's got some pressure on him. Arnold Ebiketie, we're all looking at him to have a breakout, hopefully double-digit sack season. Jesse Bates wants to lead this team to the postseason as well. So there's a lot of pressure across this team, offensively and defensively. So we'll see if the Falcons can live up to it. I think they will, but there is pressure for sure. But hey, you know what they say, pressure makes diamonds. And hopefully the Falcons got a lot of diamonds on their team. I think they do. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we also have some big news when it comes to the Atlanta Braves. No, not anything that happened on the field, but some off-the-field news that we got referring to La Bestia. It's good news, but there are still questions behind what the Braves should do with Ronald Acuña Jr. for the rest of the season. We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Love it like this. Let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. Hope y'all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work or already at work. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in, that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym. Appreciate you tuning in. Hope y'all are doing well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. You download that free Odyssey app. And once you find the radio station, search 92.9 The Game. Once you find the radio station, follow it, subscribe to it. Then, once you got that done, you want to follow and subscribe to all the shows on the app as well. My show, of course, Hometown Take. Then, The Morning Shift as well. Steakhouse, Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Dukes and Bell, Chris Thomas Tonight, all the great shows on the weekend, too. Sam and Greg from The Diamond, all of them. Follow them, subscribe to them, and then you'll get live push notifications about when shows go live. You'll get live push notifications about when guests are coming on live. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite shows in their full entirety. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite segments, interviews. You also get push notifications about when audio and articles are new and up on the website. You'll be able to get all the latest and greatest about Sports Radio 99 The Game at your fingertips. So make sure you, again, download that free Odyssey app on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. We do need to talk a little bit about the Atlanta Braves, not for anything that happened on the field, just to let you know they did lose 1-0 to the Kansas City Royals last night. Joey Wentz looked good, but other than that, that's really the only thing to report on as far as what happened on the field. What is important is the news the Braves got off the field, and they actually got some good news off the field, and that is that Ronald Acuña Jr., the Achilles, is fine, and he is dealing with a grade 1 calf strain. So it is not, again, if you remember, he left, Tuesday night's game with Achilles tightness is what they were calling it. And so, obviously, Acuña was in a walking boot. He was very emotional after the game when he was speaking to the media through a translator. But it seems like all indications are that he is going to be okay. So, they got the news yesterday that it's a grade 1 calf strain, and he is going to be on the IL. Tuesday was Acuña's 55th game of the season after obviously coming back from the ACL tear last year. Jarred Kelenic was called up in a corresponding move with Acuña going to the IL. So, look, does it suck? Yeah, but the season was lost anyway. I mean, it wasn't like the Braves were going anywhere. So, him missing time only sucks for him because, again, he already missed most of the year. Again, Tuesday was only his 55th game back this season. So him missing time, it sucks from that standpoint. But as far as, like, the Braves missing him, as far as, you know, needing him down the stretch to make a playoff run, no, they don't need none of that. That doesn't matter at all. So the question is, how long do you sit Ronald Acuña Jr. now? Because even though, yes, the Achilles seems intact and fine and all that good stuff, doesn't mean the Braves are out of the woods yet, though. Because you bring him back too early, a calf strain can turn into Achilles tightness again, and Achilles tightness can turn into an Achilles that pops and gets torn and ruptures. And you don't want that. That is truly the worst case scenario, because then, obviously, if Ronald Acuña Jr. comes back this season, and then, again, if the worst happens, I don't even want to say it. If the worst happens, he's gone until, not 2026, midway through 2026. He's gone all of 2026, and he'll be back at 2027. That's what you're talking about if the worst case scenario happens. So we don't want that, obviously, to happen, because we do hope the Braves can bounce back and have a bounce back year in 2026. So you want Ronald Acuña Jr. in the mix and in the fold. So the question is, how long do you sit him for? Do you shut him down for the rest of the season? Because it's like, hey, this is a lost season and it doesn't do any good for it doesn't do us any good to bring him back. Do you sit him down for the rest of the season, shut him down for the rest of the season, or do you maybe give him the entire month of August off? Because again, it is July 31st. Do you give him the entire month of August off and let him play September and maybe get a little groove back and, you know, not feel like he's rehabbing going into the offseason? I could see it both ways as far as wanting to shut him down for the rest of the season. I definitely see the benefit to that. You don't risk it, and you feel like you know you're going to have him healthy going into 2026. You feel like he's going to get plenty of rest, plenty of time to heal that calf strain, plenty of time to, if that Achilles is strained at all, heal that Achilles, and you feel good about him coming back in 2026 and being ready for a full season and going for MVP again, right? So that those are the pros to him sitting out the rest of the season. Now, him coming back in September allows him to, again, not feel like he's going into the offseason rehabbing. And I don't even know if he would necessarily feel that way if he didn't play the rest of the year. But you feel like he's able to, if he's able to come back and finish strong, then you know, gives him a little more confidence maybe going into 2026. So maybe that's a pro, but I don't know. It definitely could feel risky. But I feel like, again, if he sits out a month, if he sits out the entire month of August, I feel like that should be enough time. But again, you just don't want to risk it. So everything really tells me right now, my head, even my heart, it all tells me to just sit him. Just let him sit down for the rest of the year. Don't risk any other type of injury. Don't risk making this calf strain injury worse than it already is. Just don't risk anything. Just shut him down, because the Braves have had enough injuries as it is. When you talk about Chris Sale, when you talk about Spencer Schwellenbach, when you talk about Grant Holmes, obviously Spencer Strider started off the year on the IL. Austin Riley had to miss some time. I mean, when you talk about all the injuries the Braves have had to face this offseason, Reynaldo Lopez too, AJ Smith-Shawver, I mean, it's just like, no, I can't take it anymore. I don't want to take it anymore. So, you don't want to lose that guy. You don't want to lose your MVP. You don't want to lose La Bestia for any extended amount of time. Not when you're talking about next year. So, again, to me, probably makes the most sense to sit him for the rest of the season. Again, I wouldn't necessarily be mad if they brought him back in September, but again, I think probably the best plan of action is sitting him for the rest of the season. Just shut him down, let it be what it is, and let Jared Kelnick maybe get some, let him get those at-bats and let him see if he's, you know, if his extended amount of time being at the, you know, Triple A level has helped him at all. Let's see what Jared Kelnick can do for the rest of the season. How about that? So we'll see what ends up happening on that front. But that was the news coming out, the biggest news coming out of the ATL yesterday as far as the Braves go. The Braves have made some trades too as well. They did make some moves. Yesterday they announced they acquired right-handed pitcher Tyler Kinley from the Colorado Rockies in exchange for minor league right-handed pitcher Austin Smith. They designated right-handed pitcher Angel De Los Santos for assignment. It's about time. He was good at times, but he was mostly bad. And when he was bad, he was really bad is what it felt like. So the Braves do acquire Tyler Kinley from the Rockies. And they made one more move as well. They acquired minor league infielder Jim Jarvis from the Detroit Tigers in exchange for right-handed pitcher Rafael Montero. So obviously the Tigers, who are trying to make a playoff run, World Series run. Obviously, they saw some value in Rafael Montero, and Montero's pretty good. He's a good spot reliever. I think he's solid. There's times where he can be really good, and there's times where he can, just like any reliever, be shaky. But I think Rafael Montero is a good reliever, and look, you get a you build up, I guess, your minor league system a little bit. But again, with the Braves being sellers, and Rafael Montero isn't a guy where you're going to get a whole lot from, but he at least got a little something back. So that was definitely a selling move, building for the future type of move for the Braves there. But again, we'll see what other moves happen as the MLB trade deadline later on today. And we'll see what this Braves team looks like after today. Still no word on Marcell Ozuna. It felt like he was definitely gone. But we do have to remember, too, that he does have the clause in his contract where he can reject any trade. So maybe there has been offers in place, and maybe they go to Marcell and say, hey, what do you think about this? And he's like, if you guys try to pull this off, I'm just going to reject it, and so they just don't go through with it. Maybe that could be what's happening, or maybe there just hasn't been maybe that good enough offer for Marcell. Maybe they're not getting enough in return. So we'll see what continues to happen as the trade deadline again later on today. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we got some NFL news to get to. Cam Ward, not too impressed with this Tennessee Titans offense right now. We'll let you know what he had to say about this Titans offense, and we'll give you more NFL news and go around the league a little bit here when we come back here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Let's go, let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. I hope y'all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work, already at work. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym, or maybe leaving the workout to go to work. I appreciate you tuning in as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. Do have to remind you that we are going to be live from Atlanta Falcons training camp today. The morning shift coming up at the top of the hour. They are going to be broadcasting live from Flowery Brands, getting you ready for another great day of Atlanta Falcons practice as they continue on with training camp. Steakhouse will be live after them, and then following them, Andy and Randy will be live from Flowery Brands as well. And then Dukes and Bell, as always, they will be live from Taj Mahal Hooters, the Hooters in the Mall of Georgia. So like we have been talking about, Falcons training camp is here, and it's continuing through August 13th. Sports Radio 929 The Game is going to bring you exclusive on-site coverage of Falcons training camp with, again, the morning shift, the Steakhouse, Andy and Randy broadcasting live from Flowery Branch. And then when practice wraps up, you join Dukes and Bell at the Hooters at the Mall of Georgia. Coverage is brought to you by Rolux Real Mowers for the best grass in your neighborhood, by Peachtree Pest Control, your hometown pest pros since 1976, and by Window Nation, windownation.com, or call 866-90-NATION. Live coverage of Falcons training camp continues on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And like we've been talking about earlier before we get into some NFL news, again, as training camp continues, continuing to watch a few different training camp battles. And one, if you're just joining us, I'll update you on a little bit of Falcons news. The Falcons yesterday, according to, again, NFL Media's Mike Garofalo, also obviously works for NFL Network and NFL Media. He reported yesterday that the Falcons hosted former Buccaneers safety Jordan Whitehead on a visit. If you remember, Whitehead was in a car crash back in January, but he has recently received a full medical clearance to continue his NFL career. And so now he's looking for his next opportunity. And maybe, just maybe, that could be with the Atlanta Falcons. So when we talk about this potential move, and again, it doesn't seem like anything is imminent, or, you know, it's unclear whether the Falcons are or not going to sign him at this point. They just hosted him on a visit. So, but if he does end up signing with the Atlanta Falcons, I mean, the big question then becomes, what's this safety position battle look like now when you add Jordan Whitehead to the fold? I mean, I think, is he going to be there in the fold to take over, you know, Jordan Fuller, Xavier Watts' spot that they've been battling for next to Jesse Bates? Is he going to be a guy that maybe is Jesse Bates' backup? It gives me a few questions about what this safety room is now going to look like if you do bring in a Jordan Whitehead. It's going to be full of depth, I'll tell you that much, if you bring in Jordan Whitehead. You talk about Jordan Whitehead, Jordan Fuller, obviously Jesse Bates, DeMarco Helms as well. I mean, that's a Xavier Watts. That's a safety room that is deep, 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 deep. If you end up bringing in Jordan Whitehead, feels deep already. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out if they do end up bringing in Jordan Whitehead or not. But the safety battle is definitely something you continue to watch out for. Again, it's looking like Jordan Fuller and Xavier Watts have been kind of going back and forth as far as splitting the first team reps. Doesn't mean DeMarco Helms is out of the race, but that's just kind of what has been happening right now as far as everything I've been seeing and reading. It's been a lot of Jordan Fuller and Xavier Watts going back and forth when it comes to the first team reps. Also still watching out for that position battle at the nickel slash slot corner spot between Billy Bowman Jr. and D. Alford. Again, it's been seeming like Clark Phillips is getting mostly reps on the outside. So maybe they want him to back up on Mike Hughes, and they feel good about Clark Phillips being an outside corner behind A.J. Terrell and Mike Hughes. So we'll continue to watch that. Obviously, you're still watching the interior defensive line, especially now that the pads are on. So Brandon Dorlus, Ruka Roro, they've been getting good praises, been getting a lot of reps with the first team. That's good to know because, again, you're going to be heavily dependent on those guys once the season starts, and they're going to be getting a good lion's share of the snaps at interior defensive line along with David Onyemata and Morgan Fox, it seems like. So continue to watch the defensive line rotations, including interior defensive line rotations. So we'll be continuing to watch that as well. Wide receiver, you brought in, obviously, DJ Chark. We don't know the status of Darnell Mooney as far as what his week one status is going to be. Again, Raheem Morris, non-committal. When he was asked if Darnell's going to be ready for week one, they said they're going to give it a couple of weeks and see and go from there. So we don't know what Darnell's status is going to be. Raheem Morris also said at the end of practice on Tuesday that they're looking for a Darnell Mooney clone. And I feel like DJ Chark could be that guy. Maybe he is, and hopefully he is. And if so, then if Darnell isn't ready to go week one, you can maybe expect to see Darnell getting a lot – I mean, excuse me, DJ Chark getting a lot of snaps maybe in Darnell's place. But we know the top three as far as wide receiver goes. It's when Darnell Mooney is healthy, it's obviously Darnell, Drake, and Raven McLeod. And then after that, you think it's Kadarius Hodge. But again, if DJ Chark performs well and turns some heads, who knows? Maybe he can take over that fourth spot. And we know Kadarius Hodge is going to have a spot in this team regardless as a wide receiver in some way, shape, or form. And obviously as a special teamer, he's a Pro Bowl special teamer. So that'll be just fine. And who is it going to be after that? Is DJ Chark going to come in after that if he doesn't take that fourth spot over Kadarius Hodge? Is he going to be the fifth guy above a Casey Washington or a Nick Nash? So those are things you're still looking out for as well. So those are the latest and greatest as far as kind of the what position battles we're kind of looking at, the major position battles for the Falcons right now during training camp. But I do want to talk a little bit about what's happening around the league in the NFL. Got a couple of sound bites that I want you to hear from. First, Trey Hendrickson. He has reported, we talked about this yesterday, he has reported to Bengals training camp, but doesn't mean anything is any different. Doesn't mean that a deal is any closer and that him and the Bengals are any closer to reaching a deal. And he kind of talked about that yesterday when he spoke to the media briefly. He said, yeah, I'm here, but things, as far as my contract status goes, things are exactly the same.
Things are exactly the same. What I'm not going to do is, as best as I can, like, avoid being a distraction. You know, I want to help the guys, you know, the guys that have helped me along the way, DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan. So to be that right now, I think that's what's most important. And this narrative will kind of iron itself out as we continue to progress towards the season.
And I think this is a very mature move by Trey Hendrickson. You heard it there. Look, nothing's the same. I still want my contract. I still haven't got my contract. I still want my money. But he talked about how he wants to be there for his younger guys, i.e. Shamar Stewart, i.e. you know, other guys across that defensive line. He wants to be there for those guys. And just like you said, Cam Jordan and other guys were there for him. So this goes into the next thing he said. He's only reason right now he's at training camp is he said he's here for the boys.
The plan was to be here day one. Like I said, things transpired. Nothing's really changed. So being here, just acclimating with the guys, that was a priority for my wife and I. You know, things are exactly the same. What I'm not going to do is, as best as I can, like, avoid being a distraction. You know, I want to help the guys. You know, the guys that have helped me along the way, DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan, even Sam Hubbard helped me a lot when I was here. So to be that right now, I think that's what's most important, and this narrative will kind of iron itself out as we continue to progress towards the season.
There you go. So he wants to be there for his guys, just like guys were there for him in the past. So again, like I said, a very mature thing to do for Trey Hendrickson, and you just hope that he gets his bread. And I feel like he will. It's only a matter of time. But go ahead, get that man his money, Cincinnati. He done earned his bag, man. Get that man his bag. Stop making him have to, you know, just hold in for it, basically. So just go ahead and pay Trey Hendrickson. At this point, all you're going to do is all you're doing is raising the price. All you're doing is making it more. But anywho, we'll see how that continues to play out. One thing I teased before we went to break, Cam Ward, Tennessee Titans rookie QB, first overall pick in this past draft, in April's draft. He ain't feeling too great about the offense. He ain't feeling terrible about it, but he ain't feeling great about it. He's saying the offense is real mid right now.
I just think we're very mid right now, from my position to up front to the receiver's position. But at the end of the day, it all starts with me. I just don't think we're at where we need to be. But we got a little bit of time, and so every day we get better as a whole. We're a young team, but that's no excuse. At the end of the day, we got to come with the right mindset every day and come to work.
For maybe people who don't know what mid means, I'm sure the context kind of gave it away, but if for whatever reason you don't know what mid means, mid is just kind of like mid. It kind of stands for like you're in the middle. Like you're not bad, but you're not great. You're just kind of mid. You're just in the middle. You're average. So that's what mid is. And so look, still early in training camp, and he's still working out kinks. He still is a rookie QB, which he's still trying to build up chemistry with all his receivers. It seems like he's been working pretty well with Calvin Ridley thus far, former Falcon. But, he's still trying to iron out the kinks. So they still got time to go from, you know, being mid to maybe being good. That'd probably be the next step. But you hear he's not too excited about where the team is right now. So that's Cam Ward on how he feels right now about the status of the Tennessee Titans offense. I do want to let you hear another one real quick as far as NFL headlines go. It is the Hometown Take, by the way, with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning live in the Kia Studios. We're about to head out to Flowery Branch. The morning shift about to take over here at the top of the hour, and they'll be broadcasting live from Falcons training camp up in Flowery Branch. But we still got a few minutes to play with, and with those few minutes, I do want to let you hear Tua Tagovailoa. He was talking about how he wants to get some reps in and possibly play in the preseason. He said he's not opposed to playing in the preseason. I got things to say about that, and I got thoughts about that for sure. But here is Tua Tagovailoa talking about how he wants to get his reps in, and maybe part of that is playing in the preseason.
I'd definitely love to get some preseason snaps in, no doubt. It's a new season. It's a new year. Got to get things tuned in with the guys again, all of that. I don't think I'm better than anyone on this team or think I'm too cool to get reps on, you know, during preseason games. Like, no, like, I don't mind that at all. I would love that.
Tua, I don't think anybody thinks that you're too cool to get preseason reps. I think everybody in the Dolphins organization is worried about you getting preseason reps because we know about your injury history. And that's no shade at all. I don't want it to sound shady or anything like that, but you got to be protected, dog. And at this point in your career, I'm not sure there's too much you can gain from playing in the preseason. You're going to be going up against a vanilla defense. And I mean, sure, you know, some preseason reps is going to be great. But I think with Tua's injury history, and if you take that into account, I don't think there's any real benefit to Tua playing in the preseason. So I think Tua should probably just sit out. And I think that's probably what's going to end up happening. He's been through enough already. And the last thing you want if you're the Miami Dolphins is you don't want Tua to go down. And you have to deal with that at the beginning of the season or, you know, half of the season or a quarter of the season or whatever the case may be. So probably best if Tua just sits it out. We don't think you're too cool, Tua. Trust me. It's all good. It's more a precautionary thing than anything. But that is my time. I appreciate y'all tuning in this morning and every morning. Thank you so much. Again, shout out to all my people that are on their way to work, already at work, all my people that are already at the gym, on their way back from the gym, on their way to work from the gym. Appreciate you tuning in one more time. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Coming up next, the morning shift is live from Flowery Branch. They're at Falcons training camp. Going to give you all the sights and sounds of another Atlanta Falcons practice. Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, Allie Mack ready to get things going up in Flowery Branch at Falcons training camp. So they're coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Until I talk to y'all tomorrow on a Friday, peace.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.